The third film released today, and it's a big movie because it stars Denzel Washington, has the title Roman J. Israel, Esquire. That's the name of the main character, who is a lawyer who spent his whole career in the back room because he was partnered with a sort of legal star who did all the orating. He did all the research. Well, that legal star ends up in the hospital. And now the poor nerdy guy played by Denzel Washington, who may be borderline autistic, has to go find a job. And he goes to speak to the very lovely Carmen Ejogo, who is the head, young head of a civil rights organization, and indicates what he could do for them.
With my skill and experience, I'm quite certain I can get this organization right back in line with its core beliefs.
I think we are making significant headway in many, many areas.
Oh, in my experience, that's an excuse to feel good and just slack off.
An excuse to feel good and just slack off? No, because this movie never makes you feel good. It never makes you feel much of anything. It is a major, major disappointment. And it's, again, I don't think I've ever seen Denzel Washington on screen less convincing. You're always aware that he's acting and playing this weird character. And the film can't decide what it is. Is it a summoning us back to the grand noble days of 1960s activism, supposedly? Or is it a thriller with a deep secret? And the ending is also particularly frustrating. The film is very much rated R for some disturbing violence. And meanwhile, hard to imagine, even with Colin Farrell's looking snarky and sharky in the background, that it will draw much of an audience.